Hello everyone, welcome to the first episode of Salt Night. I'm so excited because we are going to be doing a bunch of fun stuff. I'm going to have a couple friends come on the show. I'm going to have some, we're going to be doing some Bible decorating for a couple episodes. And I'm going to be teaching you mostly about God. This is so exciting. So, this is going to be Genesis 1:1, and I'm so excited for you guys to be with me. I'm Kendall. I am going to be your friend, aka the host of this podcast. So, let's get started on Genesis 1:1. Whole beginning, Genesis of this thing. Oh, no wonder it's called Genesis. So, get your pens and your Bibles ready. I have an NIV Bible, but if you have an ESV, King James Version, all the other Bibles, that's okay. But God just guide you during this thing. Okay, let's start. The beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We still live on this earth. We're living in history. History, people. I'm not sure about you, but history is one of my favorite subjects. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was hovering over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Spirit of God. You can put it as a side note. That's the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to put that as a side note. Okay. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God said, let the light. And God saw that the light was good. Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Sorry. I'm probably going to make a bunch of mistakes. And that's okay. Because we all make mistakes. And he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night. So that's the beginning of night and day. I'm recently living in the night right now because, well, I'm America, so. Let me think. I always lose my spot. Oh, I'm sorry. You can try to read ahead if you want. And that was the first day. And God said, let the vault between the let there be a vault between the waters to separate the water from water. So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it. And it was so. God called the vault sky. And then there was evening and morning. The second day. Sorry, I just dropped my pen. So that was the rest of the second day. So keep that in mind. The sky was made on the second day. The light and the darkness was made on the first day. And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear. And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. So, basically everything he makes is good. So, just remember that God has no Genesis. He is the Alpha and Omega, which is beginning and end. But he has no beginning and end. He's the Alpha, which is the leader. He's the leader of all of us. Think about him. He's the pack. The wolf pack. Leader of the wolves. I'm not sure about that, but just like a little funny sense. Not that funny. I don't know. Maybe you're not laughing right now. Maybe I'm just boring and maybe I just make dad jokes. I don't know. So excited. And God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed bearing plants, and trees. On the land that bear fruit with seeds in it, according to their various kinds. So, like, an apple seed can't make a pear tree. That's what they mean by according to their kind. And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seeds according to their kind, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kind. And God saw that it was good. So, just, like, think about that. Imagine being there when God created the first fruit. That fruit must have been so tasty. Mm-mm. Like, right now we have, like, things that come from factories. I don't know about you guys. I eat organic stuff, but I'm not sure about you. You may eat different stuff. So that's totally okay. So, let's continue. You know, cozies. And then there was evening and there was morning. That was the third day wrap up. Kickaboodle of that day. So I keep saying kickaboodle, I think it's so fun. Maybe that was my first time. I don't even remember anymore. I made like 5 of these podcasts already. Alrighty. And God said, "Let there be light in the vault of the sky, and to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years, and let them be lights." And let them be light in the vault of the sky, and give light to the earth. So basically talking about sun right now. And it was so. God made 2 great lights. The greater light to govern over the day. The lesser light to govern over the night. So the moon and the sun is what they're talking about. So he also made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky. Give light on the earth to govern the day and the night. Separated the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning. That was the fourth day. Wrap up at the fourth day. Okay, caboodle. I'm really cheesy. And God said, "Let the water teem the living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth, across the vault of the sky." So he made birds. So God created the great creatures of the sea, and every living thing with which the waters teems, and the that moves about in it, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the waters in the sea, and let the birds increase the earth." And then there's evening and there's morning, the fifth day. So basically that means like, according to its kind, like, the animals according to its kind. That means, like, a lion. Let's just give that for an example. A lion can't have a giraffe. Like, that would just be weird. So, according to its kind, like, a lion has a lion, not a giraffe. Alright, this one's my favorite one. Just saying. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kind, the livestock and creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind." Again, giraffe can't have a lion can't have a giraffe. And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kind, the livestock according to their kind, the creatures that move along the ground according to their kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our own image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. So what they mean by mankind in his own image is that we, have you ever felt shame in yourself? Like, you don't like the way you look. Mostly to the girls, because I'm not sure about you guys, but girls have a lot of drama. Like, some girls can hurt other girls. Like, not physically, but mentally. Like, I one time felt like I didn't look pretty enough. I wasn't good enough. But God really showed me that I am, like, I am beautiful. He created, like, right here. So God created mankind in his own image. He thinks you're the most beautiful thing in the world. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and over every living creature that moves along the ground." So, we rule over everything. Except for God. I mean, not everything. I said that wrong. I'm sorry. We rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and the creatures that crawl on the ground. Like snakes. Ew. Sorry. Okay. And every tree. Wait. Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth. And every tree that has fruit with seeds in it, they will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the sky and every creature that moves along the ground, everything that has breath, who has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was good. So it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. So, I think we're going to give it to it on the seventh day, but, you know, like, sorry, I'm kind of just, wow. So, on the seventh day, that would be Sunday, which we go to church on Sunday. So, like on Saturday, we had just have a free day to do whatever we want, like go to zip. Today is a Saturday. I didn't do it all. I went to the Nutcracker, ballet. But on tomorrow is Sunday, church, which I'm so excited. I'm going to church. But I don't know. It's just seventh day God rested, and seventh day is Sunday, and we get to go and rest with God. God is helping us. And yeah. So, if you don't go to church, maybe you can watch church online. Because if you don't, like, you can follow Bear Creek. That's the church I go to. So. Yeah, that was the Bible. Not the whole Bible, but Genesis 1. But I'm going to read you I'm gonna have my Bible, which I absolutely love. So, I have a girl's Bible. It's my daughter, but my son. Not everything about a girl, okay? It says my daughter, but my people, okay? Did you catch that? You were made in my image. You are worthy, not for what you own, not for your grades, not for your wardrobe, but because I made you. Love, your father. And here's another thing. God is your other father. He's your heavenly father. Like, you have your earthly father, which is your dad that lives with you, or, I mean, my dad is a pastor at our church. I don't know, it's just so good to know that I have a heavenly father, that even though times get rough and I can't go to my dad at all because he's probably at work or something, I can still talk to my heavenly father. So, remember, you have yes, but one heaven and one earth. Alright. So, I have a question for you. How does this truth that you were made in his image, and further on in this podcast, we're going to be talking about you were fearfully and wonderfully made. So, how does this truth change how you view yourself? So, if you just heard this for the first time, write how this made you feel the first time you heard it, and how I explained it to you. Okay? So, this is the first wrap-up of my first episode of my podcast. I am so happy that you listened to it. And I'm going to pray us out, okay? So, people think that when you pray, you have to fold your hands, close your eyes, and bow your head. Well, it doesn't have to do that. I mean, you can do it. Like, it's not a bad thing. But it's good to just make sure you're listening. And, yeah. So, you can just open your eyes if you want. But just make sure you reflect on God when you listen to this. Okay? Dear God, thank you for all these amazing people that are listening right now. And I pray that we have a good day or good night. Rest, I don't know what we're doing, but I just pray over all these people. And I thank you for this amazing moment that I have with everyone that's listening. Sorry for saying that. So I'm just so excited that you're here with me. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen. So thank you guys for watching. I'm Kendall. And this is my first episode. Thank you.